Oh, that one's fine.
All right, good evening, everyone. The time is 7:02, and I am going to call the meeting of the Derry Township Board of Supervisors for October 8th, 2024, to order. This board met an executive session starting at 6 p.m. to discuss land and legal issues, and we wrapped up just a few minutes ago before we entered the room for this meeting. So just a reminder to everyone here, although it's posted, all of our meetings are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So if you are speaking this evening, make sure that when you come up to the podium that your microphone is on and that you state your name and address so that we can create accurate minutes. So with that, if everyone would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Mr. Christman, if you wouldn't mind taking the roll.
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello.
Here.
And Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
There are five present, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Christman. And for everyone who is here, a big welcome to our newest supervisor, Supervisor Giovanello. This is his first meeting. He got sworn in a few days ago. So welcome. We're so happy that you are here. And with that, we will open up the podium for the first opportunity for anyone who's here in the audience to offer a public comment. Okay, seeing as no one is coming forward to offer public comment, we will close that opportunity to place comments on the record, and we will proceed with our first order of business tonight, which is our reorganization. So with that, we need to, with our new supervisor on board, we need to elect a new chair, vice chair, and secretary. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open it up for nominations. We're going to take nominations for the three positions, and then we will vote on all of them as one slate. So I'm going to open up the floor for nominations.
I will nominate Supervisor Natalie Nutt as chair.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Okay, perfect. The next officer is vice chair, so I will nominate Carter Wyckoff for vice chair. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. And I will open up the nomination for secretary, and I will nominate Michael Corrado for secretary. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded. Okay, so we have a slate. Myself for chair, Mr. Wyckoff for vice chair, and Mr. Corrado for secretary. So at that point, we will take a vote on all three. So all in favor of the slate of candidates, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes, and we have a new slate of officers. Okay, moving on, we have the two committees that Supervisor Abruzzo was formerly a part of, and we are going to replace those two spots on the committees. So the first committee was the Library Directors, and it's for a three-year term, and it was obviously Mr. Abruzzo's term. And the second is the Library Trust, which is the one-year unexpired term. And so, I'm sorry, there's three. And the third is a ICDA term, also for 3 years. So we have a three-year term on ICDA. We have a three-year term on the Library Directors and a one-year term on the Endowment Trust. Now, Mr. Nelson, can I offer a nomination for all three as a slate of these, or do we need to go back through and do each one individually?
All three.
Okay. So I will nominate Supervisor Giovanello to serve on all three of these boards, the ICDA, the Library Board, and the Library Trust, to fill out the unexpired terms of Chris Abruzzo. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any comments, questions? Okay, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And the motion passes, and Supervisor Giovanello will serve on the ICDA, the Library Board of Directors, and the Library Endowment. Okay, moving on to our next order of business, which is the consent calendar. So everyone who's here this evening, if you picked up a copy of the agenda, you can see the items that are on this evening's consent calendar. They include the adoption of the board minutes from September 24, our hearings on September 24, as well as some release of stormwater management fees and the payroll for October 8th. Is there a motion to accept the consent calendar as printed?
I move that we accept the consent calendar, items A through C, as made public in tonight's agenda.
Okay. Motion made by Supervisor Wyckoff. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any question or comments? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the consent calendar, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And the motion passes, and the consent calendar is approved. Moving on to our new business for this evening, our first item is the consideration for adoption of Ordinance 2024-05 and 2024-06, amending Chapter 168 of the Solid Waste and Chapter 78, Burning Outdoors. Mr. Christman, if you could provide background on this agenda item.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the board is aware, I believe it was at your last meeting, you had authorized advertisement of these ordinances initially, and as you recall, under the direction of the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, Derry Township was requested to amend two chapters within the Code of Ordinances of Derry Township, specifically Chapter 168, Solid Waste, to include a definition of leaf waste, and Chapter 78, Burning Outdoor, to add the definition of leaf waste, as well as adding leaf waste to the list of prohibited materials that could be burned. These recommendations come straight from DEP. This isn't something that we went out and decided that we were going to change. This allows us to keep our ordinance consistent with Act 101, and in doing so, that allows us to continue to meet all of the eligibility requirements for the Section 902 performance grants that we do rely on for a variety of different things in our recycling services. So the board did, again, authorize us to be advertised for this evening's meeting. And unless you have any additional questions tonight, they are in a position to be adopted tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Crispin. So there's townships all across the state that are doing the same exact thing.
That's right. So periodically you'll have DEP conduct routine audits through their 902 grant program to make sure that when they're looking at something you're applying for a grant, they want to make sure that your ordinance is consistent with what Act 101 says. If they don't match, they let you know and they hold up your grant money.
We like grant money. Okay.
Yes.
Is there any questions that the board has for Mr. Crispin on these two items? Okay. Seeing that there are no questions, is there a motion to approve the resolutions?
I'll make the motion that this board adopts Ordinance 2024-05 and 2024-06, amending the Code of Ordinances of the Township of Derry, specifically Chapters 168, Solid Waste, and Chapter 78, Burning Outdoor, respectively.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional comments or questions? Okay. Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hearing none, both of the ordinances are adopted. All right. Moving on to B of new business, and this is the final land development plan for Hershey Hotel at Hershey West End, Phase F, Plat 1393. Mr. Emmerich, if you could provide some background on this.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Plat 1393 represents the third final plan after the January 22nd, 2019 approval of the conditional use for the Hershey West End master plan. Hershey Entertainment and Resorts is the developer and applicant for this hotel, and the Hershey Trust Company remains the owner of the property. Phase F proposes the construction of a 130-room, four-story, 76,614-square-foot hotel. Although the Board of Supervisors recently adopted an ordinance amending our master plan requirements, this plan is vested in the prior ordinance. It was also vested in the prior stormwater management regulations, which were updated not that long ago. Some of the streets and infrastructure surrounding Phase F were approved under Plat 1330, the final lot consolidation and land development plan for Hershey West End, streets and infrastructure phase. Construction of the streets and infrastructure phase of the development is substantially complete. Existing development at the Hershey West End consists of the Englewood Roasting Company, Hershey Center for Applied Research, or the H. Carr Building, the building containing the Ugrow Early Childhood Learning Center and an unrelated law office, the Englewood Restaurant and Brewery, and expanded parking for a future medical office building. The original and revised master plan depicted a 140-room hotel and a 24,075-square-foot accessory convention center. I did provide a comparison between the two proposals in my staff comments, and you will see that this is less impactful in every category. The entire West End project will be served by public water and sanitary sewer facilities, needing roughly 223,273 gallons per day and 1,019 EDUs. DTMA and American Water have indicated that adequate capacity exists to serve the development. It's understood that an off-site sewer pump station at High Meadow Campground, or presently Hershey Camping Resort, upgrade will be necessary during the project build-out. Prior to the construction of the water system, American Water did model the distribution network and determined that both suitable distribution capacity and available fire flow greater than 1,500 gallons a minute were anticipated to be available to serve the project. However, actual operating system flow tests should be completed to verify modeling. The property is currently subject to a declaration of condominium based on the prior development improvements that already exist on the site. The property will remain one lot for all zoning and land development purposes. All common elements and limited common elements shall be maintained by the condominium association unless dedicated or otherwise provided for the for public dedication. Streets as well as public utilities will be offered for public dedication and therefore will be controlled by the township or the agency overseeing the public utility through deeds of dedication and or deeds of easement. And it, I guess it's good to point out that Hershey West or West End Avenue has been accepted by the township and is presently a public road. Within the master plan process, certain requirements of the zoning ordinance and subdivision and land development ordinance are made flexible to enable ingenuity and creativity in the layout and design. This was done since master plan development. Areas are to be a homogeneous neighborhood, building their own character while respecting some basic design and planning requirements. So within that vein, there were some modifications made to the setbacks and some of the other zoning requirements, which are, again, listed in my staff comments. Likewise, the subdivision and land development ordinance, there were waivers granted, mostly for road construction, and those are all listed in the staff comments.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Is that it from your end? It looks like we've got some folks that are here to talk about it a little bit more, or can we move on?
That's fine.
We're good?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, welcome.
welcome. Thank you, Commissioner Seeking. That's welcome. It's nice to have you. Nice to be here. Certainly able to entertain any questions. My name is Chris Brown, Director of Planning and Design for Hershey Entertainment Resorts, 27 West Chocolate Avenue.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Chuck did a great job of summarizing the project. We resubmitted plans back in August. I think our consultant team has addressed, I think, most of the minor outstanding technical comments. We're excited to get the project rolling. As Chuck said, we opted for a slightly less room count on the hotel. We wanted to make sure it was compact and in sight. I think we planned it well. Very pleased with how the building architecture came out. We're excited to see it become vertical. Certainly, if you're less inclined, look forward to moving quickly into construction. So I'm happy to answer any questions you have during the documentation Chuck had. If you're building rendering, site plans,
do you have those, Mr. Brown? Are you able to put the, is somebody able to put the pictures up there of what it looks like?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's very helpful.
Yeah, we're super excited with the, as Chuck said, we'll West End Avenue being dedicated as a public street, we wanted to make sure that we provided a lot of animation to that streetscape environment. So putting a pool on that side, putting the lobby windows, creating a lot of transparency in the first floor, creating that big terrace to relate to West End Avenue, that pedestrian experience was very important to us. Having a secondary access and entry point out onto West End Avenue that's available at the intersection of Whitmer and West End. Also related to that, at some point, Chief Warner will be helping us out with a request that we formally submitted to have our shuttle stop on West End Avenue. So guess that this will be an official resort of Hershey Park, and with that comes certain benefits, early admission to the park, and round-trip transportation with our partnership with Aurora Shuttles. So we'd be proposing to use a small portion of that frontage for shuttle pickup, which reduces traffic burden in the township and just really provides a little leg up on staying at an official resort of Hershey Park. So that is pending, and I think I got that out to a couple weeks, a month ago, whatever. So we're excited about that. The building is a combination of materials, obviously native limestone local of this area, and sort of part and parcel to the West End aesthetic. A center column made out of brick, which is a lovely wire cut Belden brick called Rum Raisin, which is very, very closely matched to the iconic Hershey chocolate brown color. And we've been some both horizontal and vertical sort of patterning that really just kind of break up that mass a little bit. So we're excited about sort of how this is going to help transition from the more early phases of Hershey West End to the more developing future phases of West End. It kind of becomes a little bit of a bridge project, if you will, both physically and spatially in that West End.
Did you say there's a pool right out here? Right out there?
One, two, okay. Three, four, five windows. The first five windows.
Oh, it's inside. Okay. Indoor. I thought it, when you said that, I thought you meant there was a pool out there.
Consistent enough, but no, we have to throw it off. We hope the weather's nice, they're all at the park, enjoying the water.
They don't make it too nice.
A lot of those days, they'll be back here. So again, with us, and this is certainly a more family-focused resort property, that indoor pool is a little bit larger than your classic select service travel hotel. So we realize that we're going to have guests that want to come back and spend some time in the lobby and spend some time around the pool. So again, having that frontage and that lightness, and that, you know, the lights won't really go off in the lobby, so it's going to have this nice glow and this nice animation.
Is there a restaurant in the hotel?
So I think when this whole project, when the whole master plan project came to this board many years ago, there was supposed to be a hotel here. And Chuck did such a very nice job of explaining to us on the board with his details of what this could have been and what this is. And I think we're all a lot more comfortable with this being a lot smaller than what was originally proposed. There's no convention center here. It is just a hotel. There's no restaurant, so people would be encouraged to go to other properties to have dinner. Supervisor Corrado wanted to know if there was a bar.
Or any kind of food service.
No, it's just breakfast. Classic. I mean, there will be a cocktail breakfast served in the morning, like a traditional select service hotel. There's a grab-and-go counter next to the check-in, so bottled soda, bottled beverages, snacks, your classic flight sort of select service.
And it's also, I think at least I, from my personal perspective, there is a bit more of a comfort level too with H&R being the founder of this hotel instead of somebody from outside of the community. You guys are here. The last few hotels that have come into the community have been from outside. So it's nice to have like someone from the hometown building this hotel, and it also being smaller, because I know many of you have been to our meetings many times, and traffic is always our concern. So I think I've got a couple of questions. I suspect my fellow board members do too. So I will open it up to board members' questions, and then I have one or two as well. So you guys have questions?
Well, actually, just following on with Mr. Corrado's question. Are you guys going to need a liquor license? I assume you're going to sell with the sodas and such. You're going to sell beer and maybe bottles of wine. So you're going to require a liquor license. Okay. Do you already have that in place or getting ready to? Or is there a transfer with one of your other?
We have not started that process. I think it's a bit premature. Okay. We want to make sure we get through. It's got to be the right order.
All right, sorry, I just...
No, it's all right. I mean, it's a great question. It's sequential. This is a very important question.
Did you have a question? That's any more questions, guys?
The answer, Mark. Thank you.
Do you guys have... Go ahead. Yep, go ahead.
Minus the rendering where, you know, it says West End Hotel, are you guys planning any additional signage or identification to associate it with...
Fantastic question. We hesitated to even put that on there because it's Chuck knows that it's going to require us to come back from the zoning hearing board for some additional location. There will be an entire branding patch. We've been a little bit reluctant to put that on there. Our announcement strategy is, again, stepping through the process appropriately. Once we have the appropriate blessings, we're going to go live later this month, hopefully with the actual main true identity of the brand.
Jared Galley, Hershey Entertainment Resort Company, calling you. Chris is here, 27 West Chocolate. And just for clarity's sake, it's not going to be called the West End Hotel. So
okay.
It's a placeholder name only for presentation purposes.
Because that was Garrett Galley that said
that. So, Mr. Brown, I have a couple of questions. My first is, this is really close to that big bank of trees that's in the West End, the mature trees that are back there. Will all of those mature trees that kind of block through, will they all stay there?
Yeah, our project won't even get back to that once.
Okay.
Behind this is untouched. That sort of dash line that's kind of the edge of parcel F, first third, four, quite a ways down the road, sort of
okay.
Dash line, all that mature standard for the
fourth. Okay.
So, yeah, we'll not impact that.
And will
fact,
you...
driven by West End recently, there's been some earthwork, and you can kind of get a sense for the parking gone. Lot's been leveled, mm-hmm. and the building pad's actually been leveled out. So you can kind of get a feel for how far away. The space is weird, but those trees are quite ways back.
Okay.
No impact for our project.
And you'll have a lot of other trees that'll be put in throughout the project to kind of give a buffer.
So interestingly enough, as part of the ordinance requirements, we'll have our parking lot trees, our interior parking lot landscape. We didn't depict on development plans. All those terraces and everything you saw in that rendering, all that landscape along Western Avenue, is part of our other sort of line of landscape action for the construction project. So, an additional amount of landscape along Western Avenue, up Whitmer, some obviously foundation plantings as you go into the main entrance of the building. But then there's a pretty substantial section of buffer plantings along that sort of park and open space area to the east of our property, the south of our property, how this is kind of working. But the left side of the screen. I think we have 26 flowering trees and 12 additional shade trees to kind of help create that sort of park space on that side.
And now you mentioned about a spot for bus pickup. So I'm guessing you guys have been over there recently. Like, people are using West End. Like, people are using that. They're using it to get in and out of the medical center. Where will that bus stop be? Will it stop traffic, or will it be in the parking lot? Like, where will that be?
Along West End Avenue, West End Avenue was originally designed, there's about 198 liminal feet of on-street parking along that frontage. Part of the ordinance request that we submitted to Chief Warner was to reallocate a segment of that, which Chuck was pointing there, to the port, so that our bus traffic can utilize the infrastructure, pull off the street into a dedicated space, pick guests up and then enter back in the space without actually coming and having any pedestrian conflicts in terms of the parking lot. So we'll actually do that right off West End Avenue. The remaining three spaces will be 20-minute pickup and drop-off spaces. So we're trying to get folks off the street, allow traffic to flow, and still try to keep within the limited pedestrian pace of the complex.
And so because most of the people that are coming into this facility will likely be headed to the park or somewhere else in town, will most of the traffic head out towards Bullfrog Valley Road?
Yes, it's a really interesting question. I think that in the early phases, until we get some subsequent phases built out in the master plan, the natural tendency is going to seek the shortest path out of the development. So I think that is going to be towards Bullfrog Valley. Until subsequent phases, the master plan come online, I think there's going to be a natural tendency to lead to the retail, to the restaurants, to more living and residential environments that happen out towards Waltonville. But I think, yeah, for the first few years, I think a lot of natural tendency will be towards Bullfrog Valley.
And Mr. Emmerich, when is the next time that a traffic study needs to be done for this property? Will the hotel be part of that traffic study the next time that comes up? It will be.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the phase two study is generally meant for build out to check and see that everything done in the phase one study was correctly done, that numbers were correct, make any adjustments to any of the roadways that are necessary, signals and so on.
Okay. But if we see issues with like that traffic light performing,
I'm going to imagine that you're going to see a multitude of plans for this project, the overall project. And yes, you'll have a chance to dip back at the traffic many times.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
Yeah, I got a quick question. Chris, can you walk me through the connecting path to the Eschenauer Trail,
sure,
please? Because I remember reading something about a bridge and...
Page 13, yeah, that's one. There you go. So the two. Oh, Bill Brunkleiter. Look at this guy.
Wow.
Strong civil here. So our project here will provide a new connection to this point. And then as part of the internal parkland here, we're proposing a connection out to this point. And then this future phase connection provides that sort of shared use connection that will eventually connect to that trail. So we're stepping out as part of our project to make sure we're taking the paths all the way out to the edge so that as the next phase of construction comes along, we can hook in right here, we can hook in right here, and we're already prepped. So we're basically future-proofing the project. So when the connections come, we're right next to it.
Okay, you're putting in bike racks too somewhere.
Yes, yeah, stay right here. Right outside the Port of Cochere, we have a number of bike racks here so folks can bike to the site or bike from the site.
I'm asking these questions because I trust you guys. I don't know if I should or not, but I trust you guys. You're making the right decisions. I know. I just want to ask them for public consumption. You're going to have adequate lighting in the parking lots, I assume.
Yeah, Chuck, it's probably like page 26, maybe. Yeah, it's like the last page. Obviously, it's teeny tiny, it's hard to see, but we provided new pole lights down all our pedestrian walkways. We'll obviously have building lighting to light the exterior walkways on the west side and the east side here. Paddy will have its own lighting. Obviously, plenty of parking lot lighting, make sure we have good light levels for safe traversing the parking lot, safety traversing the parking lot.
Right.
And then obviously, as part of the Whitmer and Weston Avenue, the street lighting was already included with those. We will be relocating a light fixture that was over here on Whitmer, but they're actually have to move to a lot of this new opening in the street here. So we moved that a little bit, but I think we have really uniform coverage. I think it's been reviewed by township's engineering staff and feel very confident about it. It's a mix of type 2, type 3, and type 4 distribution, so really equal coverage, no hot spots.
Okay, because I like the lights you have along West End Avenue. They're all going to be downward facing, I assume.
Dark sky.
Certified.
Yep, you got it.
You know that's always my question.
We don't want it to bleed up.
Is that a completely impervious parking lot?
Presently, yes. It is proposed as standard blacktop paving. The beauty of the overall master planning project is the ability to do regional stormwater management and water quality. So we're blessed in this case to have all that infrastructure in place. So we're taking advantage of it now. We try to shorten our pipe runs so we get the water in the green areas quicker so we can filter out sediment, filter out any suspended nutrients. So I think, again, Bill and his team at RGS have done a great job of making sure that the runoff that you generate is managed the best way possible. So not in any way adversely impacted the overall stormwater.
And Rick, I'll add to that this proposal compared to the hotel and convention center has 77,000 square feet less impervious.
No, I saw that. I was just... these are my standard questions I like to ask to drill down a little bit. The divisions within the parking lot itself, are they going to be populated with trees or grass or bushes or something?
Trees. Shade trees in the parking lot, lawn areas. Most of them, we actually, goes back to stormwater point, allowing the water to run through them, so we filter runoff through the parking lot through the Green Islands.
Yeah.
So it helps provides a pre filter, if you will, before it gets in the system. You can kind of get a sense of caps all those with shade trees, the next run shade trees across the front. That's obviously the nice buffer around the backside here.
Okay, and that's that open area on the right hand side there, that's the egress and regress there. Is that the only in and out for this project,
we'll
or is one on the other side?
The west end, so we'll have access on the Whitmer here and access.
What's the flow look like? What's your thoughts on the flow? What do you think it's going to look like?
With the Port of Cochere being here, our hope is everyone's entering down Whitmer and making this accessible parking, drop off, and parking in the parking lot. So our day-to-day flow is Whitmer into the space, having some, you know, visibility here in the corner. And I think that Chairman Nutt's question earlier, I do think a lot of the traffic early on is going to be coming from the Bullfrog Valley.
Sure.
We'll get a little bit more acclimated to the roundabout and ability to navigate in through Waltonville and feel like we're comfortable doing that. So in the short term, I think a lot of that traffic is going to flow right in here.
So we're going to be intentional about that. Where's the main lobby? Then.
Main lobby supported the chairs right here.
Okay.
Main lobby is basically straight through all the way. When you walk in, you'll be able to have a fairly nice vista through the main lobby, out those that glass curtain wall in the back. So guests will come in here, check in is on the right.
Okay.
Elevator bank is just above the RE and resorts. There's a large vestibule back here where guests can sort of acclimate themselves and exit out to future retail components or out to the shuttle pickup or over to Englewood. Or wherever they're walking to in the township. So we really focus on making this vestibule. It is way larger than your classic hotel. We hope that we're going to have a lot of folks exiting that way and either taking advantage of what Western offers or just getting on the bus and going to the complex.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the internal machinations because initially when you started the front piece, the frontis along West End Avenue, I really like that. It looks nice. Yeah, but then I was wondering, well, are people going to park there and is that? No, but they're going to go in the back.
But okay. They could on-street park too, right? They could if they wanted to,
but
like along West End Avenue if they wanted.
But they're taking away some of the parking.
A few. We actually have on-street on the opposite side of West End, which is nice too. So I think, yeah, there's...
I don't think people... Well, my opinion, I don't think people are going to want to park there. They have a nice parking lot in the back area there.
Can you get in through the back, though? Like, if they wanted to do that, they'd have to still walk all the way around to the lobby. They wouldn't be able to get in through that back patio.
Oh, yeah. No, there's
oh, they could.
That's where they
okay.
Go for the buses.
So if they're over at the Englewood or whatever, they could just walk over.
Walk back. And there you go, shot. Or plan. Yeah, we'll come back in this large festival here. There you can kind of see the bank of elevators, lobby check-in, sundries, breakfast areas over here. Packed all the services, you know, mechanical room, kitchen, storage, everything kind of tucked in the back corner, sort of away from the public view, on the other side of the courtroom chair. So everything you're seeing from Whitman and from West End Avenue has been more animated, more engaging.
Appealing.
Great. Is there any additional questions? Anybody's got any other questions?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. Well, Mr. Brown, thank you very much for coming in and explaining the new project and you know, going through all the details and showing us the pictures. We appreciate that. So, all right. Well, with that, there are two motions to make to move this project forward. Let me get back to those. We have a motion on waivers and a motion on the plan. So is there a motion for the waivers?
I'll make a motion that the waiver is granted from the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance, Chapter 185, as noted in the explanation section of this agenda item, for the final land development plan for Hershey Hotel at Hershey West End, Phase F, as in Frank, Plat 1393.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Is there a second on the waivers?
Second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Corrado. Any additional questions or comments? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion on the waivers passes. Now, the second part of this, I will make the motion for the plan that the final land development plan for Hershey Hotel at West End, Phase F, Plat 1393, is approved subject to compliance with items 1 through 10 in the department head recommendation section of this agenda item. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, seconded by Supervisor Zamuda. Any additional comments or concerns about the plan? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, and the motion on the plan passes. Thank you all very much for being here and sharing the details of the hotel with us.
Good stuff, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. The next and final item for new business is the acceptance of the final financial security for the stormwater management plan for 140 Elm Avenue, S-2024-0110. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This stormwater management facility was done for a dwelling addition and driveway at 140 Elm Avenue. The applicant property owner is Kayleen L. Rapon. HRG Incorporated reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $40,800 is to be provided, which the applicant has done, as well as entering into the township standard agreement to provide financial security. I'm recommending that the board accepts the financial security and enters into the agreement with Kaylin Rapon.
All right, thank you, Mr. Emmerich. Are there any questions for Mr. Emmerich on this agenda item? Okay, hearing none, is there a motion to accept the financial security?
I'll make a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts cash financial security in the amount of $40,800 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security between Kaylee L. Rapon and the Township for the Stormwater Management Plan for 140 Elm Avenue, S-2024-010.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Corrado, for making that motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. Second. Thank you, Supervisor Giovanello. Is there any additional comments or concerns? All right, hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the motion passes, and we have accepted the financial security. Okay, moving on to supervisor board and committee reports. So as per usual, we'll start on the left with Supervisor Zamuda, and we'll move to the right. So Supervisor Zamuda.
I actually have nothing, but I would like to formally welcome Don to our little cadre.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Supervisor Zamuda. Supervisor Corrado.
I have a quick little update from our meeting last week with DTMA. Work has begun at the downtown end of the project on the Hershey Company and Hershey Entertainment properties at the point where the new storm sewer discharge to Spring Creek will be. Storm sewer installation work should progress onto Park Boulevard in the beginning of November. And the third one, work on the storm sewer, installation beneath railroad with a concurrent closing of Ridge Road should be happening after Thanksgiving and into January 2025. All I have from the DTMA meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Supervisor Wyckoff.
I have no committee report, but I'll also welcome Dom. Don't get used to these meetings being over here. This is your first time out.
Okay, and Supervisor Giovanello.
Nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Okay. I also have nothing to report this evening, but welcome. So we're all very excited to have you on board. Look forward to helping you kind of get your legs under you, and I'm sure you will be a great addition to this Board of Supervisors. So welcome. All right. Moving on to our departmental reports, starting with the Police Department. Chief Warner.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have nothing for tonight.
Okay. Mr. Sassman, Volunteer Fire Company.
Just a quick couple updates, 80 calls for the month. The soup cook-off, as happened last week, was a great success. It was fun to see some folks out there. And in addition to that, it's Antique Auto Week, so just heads up on traffic, and we are there till close, 6 to 6 each day with a full crew.
Mr. Sassman, you didn't mention about the soup cook-off. Oh, he did. You did. I'm sorry. I was like completely distracted. It was great. It was such a nice event.
Very successful.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Mr. Watts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We are mowing a lot of grass, collecting a lot of leaves, and renovating sports turf in our parks.
Fantastic. I see people have already started piling leaves, so mm-hmm. It looks like there's a lot of work ahead. So thank you.
Three trucks out right now.
Already?
Fourth next week.
Yeah. Nice. And that schedule's posted online. Okay, so if people have questions, they can just go online and see when their street's supposed to be sweeped. Okay. All right. Mrs. Jacobine from the library.
I want to welcome Supervisor Giovanello to my two boards. I promise I run fast meetings.
She does.
We had a really successful Chocolate Town Book Festival on last Saturday. We had 53 authors signing and selling their books. I swear every author had two or three people at their table. It was just fantastic to see a lot of people there using and enjoying the library. On this Saturday, we have Musical Journey with Matthew, which is a focus on Italian music, and that's on October 12th at 2 p.m., and it's for all ages. We also have a teen advisory board that meets on October 15th at 3 p.m. It allows teens to earn volunteer hours and then assist with planning library programs. They'll actually be taking the lead on some of those library programs and hosting them for younger students or peers of their age. And then we also have a painted pumpkin contest this month. The theme is book covers, and you can drop them off at the library between October 19 and 23rd. And then we'll also encourage everyone to come to the library and then vote for your favorite. So if you have time, stop by. It's going to be really cool.
Thank you very much. Ms. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I've been mentioning at most of the meetings, we have our upcoming Halloween parade on October 24th. So we encourage our community members to register and participate in the parade, whether it be a float, walking the parade, getting dressed up. We also have Glow Pound, which is one of our fitness classes, coming for October, October 28th and 29th. This is one of our group exercise classes. Come out and join them. The room will be dark. You'll be able to have glow sticks and things. Just kind of a fun event for the month of October. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you very much. All right, Mr. Stump.
No report from me tonight.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Emmerich, anything additional this evening?
I have no report, but I will mention that Choctoberfest is this Saturday downtown by the firehouse. Come and enjoy.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Jackson, any report? No report this evening. All right, Mr. Crisman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just want to welcome Supervisor Giovanello also to the board. I have a new person sitting to my left. I sat next to Mr. Wyckoff for almost 6 years, so I have a new face. But just to let you know, the other board members know that Dom is scheduled for a tour of all township facilities. I believe that's Friday, September 25th.
October.
I'm like a month off. I apologize. Yeah. So October 25th, he'll come in and spend the day with us, meet with all the department heads, and we'll give him the walkthrough and the shakedown of everything that goes on in Derry Township. And by the end of the day, hopefully your head's spinning a little bit. But we just want to welcome you and looking forward to getting you up to speed with everything that's going on.
Yep, looking forward to it.
And that's all I have, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Okay. All right, that wraps up our departmental report. So that brings us to our next opportunity for those that are here to put comments on the public record. You're welcome to come forward and place your comments on the record. All right, seeing as no one is moving forward, we will close that opportunity to offer comment. And our last item on the agenda this evening is adjournment. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion for adjournment.
Okay, thank you very much, Supervisor Zamuda. I will second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and the meeting is adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.